We're only an hour in, and we're just finally getting to start in the episode. Oh.
Per usual.
All right, well, welcome to the Councilcast. This is episode 146, being recorded on November 24th, 2020. The Council is now in session, and as with every week, we will make arbitrary decisions about topics on science, technology, and random shit. Cannot hear Logan. With okay. little, with little background and next to no expertise, all council cast decisions are final and have no bearing on anything. So, welcome. Apparently, we've got Potato Logan over there who apparently is not going to be able to talk to us tonight. We welcome him and his potato friends.
Hi, Logan.
Hey, hi, Logan.
But we're going to start off tonight with talking about the. Arecibo telescope, the big dish, is being decommissioned. Wow. No more James Bond films can be filmed on it, I guess.
They're probably the ones that caused it to break.
But yes.
So I know this thing was a very iconic, that had the Bond movies, is the thing that a lot of people know it from. But how useful was it? I mean, was it doing a lot of...
Not very. Its name is literally Placebo Telescope.
I don't think it has done much recently. I mean, it used to do a lot when it was built in the 60s, but I don't think in the last 10... It says here, last 10, 15 years, its primary means of support is pretty much gone to nothing. They're not really doing anything.
Yeah, I knew they were having funding issues the last several years. National Science Foundation and what university was it that was basically keeping it afloat?
I don't even know.
Like, is it beyond its useful life at this point?
Probably. I mean, considering that the reason that it's being taken down is because the cables holding it up broke.
Yeah, that's no bueno.
So, yeah, they're apparently just going to say, hey, we're done with this. No more.
Yeah, but isn't it going to cost them a fortune just to get rid of it?
Probably. It's probably going to cost them more to get rid of it than it is to fix it.
I had read
they said the first cable broke, and then they said the second cable broke, and then it was too unsafe to fix it. And I'm thinking, how did they build it in the first place?
Well, if they can't fix it, how are they going to destroy it?
Oh, that's easy.
Just drop a bomb on it?
There you go.
Well, when the first cable broke, I had read in one of the articles that to decommission it, they're supposed to return the valley to its original state.
Just buy some cables, for crying out loud.
Yeah, that sounds really expensive. Got to haul all of that shit out of there.
Yeah, what's that like lawn service company? Matt, you were telling me about it.
You think they can take care of this?
Greenworks or something?
Greenworks is a company that makes electrified lawn service equipment.
Oh.
Well, no, that's not
so,
Ego is also one.
Spring Touch?
Yes, Spring Touch.
I never told you about Spring Touch.
You
that
said,
was a secret.
I quote, Spring
so
Touch is
suggesting
my favorite.
That a lawn service takes care of this? I'm sorry, what?
Well, they need to return it to its original state, and which was, I'm sure, beautiful as the springtime. And so
it never left the state it's in.
Today's episode is brought to you by Spring Touch.
Is it?
Definitely not.
I can only hope.
Yeah, you know, I guess I don't think Spring Touch is going to be able to help them out here, but that certainly is a lot of equipment to kind of move out of a mountainside. So good luck with that.
I think that thumbs down. They should keep it and fix it and use it to find extraterrestrial life. I think that it's.
You know, I give it a thumbs down. They should just turn it into a skate park.
Oh, it's skate park.
That now that's an idea. Think about all the movies they could film there.
Dropping into that.
My goodness.
Man, I want to go back and look at that picture.
They could have like the X Games there or something.
Wow. Think of the speed you could pick up going down that thing. That is huge. That'd be pretty
cool. That sounds phenomenal. I like that. Thumbs up. Thumbs up for skate parks.
Well, maybe one thing that the telescope isn't going to be able to do is determine how black outer space is, because apparently they've just decided that it's not black at all.
I wonder why. I have a theory.
Doesn't color require light? And if there's no light, then it can't have color, and therefore it's just...
Well, it doesn't say black, does it? It doesn't say dark. It says it's just dark.
Yeah, true. So, you look up into the night sky, you kind of look in and you're like, hey, it's kind of black, it's dark. There must be no light in space except for stars, right?
Right.
Well, apparently, the New Horizons space, I don't know what the hell this thing is called, just satellite, I guess. Apparently some researchers have been doing some analysis with it to basically say, hey, let's take a look at a picture that was taken outside in the outside in just general space, and let's start removing light from the image. And they found out that once they've removed as much light as they possibly could do, they found that there's still illumination coming from just general space. So begs the question, is space actually completely pitch black or not? And if not, where is that light coming from?
Outside outer space, like beyond the galaxies, or are they talking like just in regular outer space?
No, just regular outer space. Not like super outer space, just regular outer space. Not XL, just regular. Not supersized outer space, just regular outer space.
What's the difference?
Outer space called?
Is there a technical term for that?
For outer space, outer space?
Interstellar space.
Wasn't that a movie?
No. Never happened.
Does light speed really generate that kind of like Baba glowing, the trail of light like they always show? If you go light speed, does it always create a streak of light of different color, like rainbowish colors?
Yes.
If you go fast enough, you can go
flat.
We
all know. Every time I've seen it happen, it does.
I often travel at light speed. I don't know what other speed I could possibly travel at.
Those new Teslas are pretty awesome, huh?
Uh-huh.
No, I don't think that
we can hear you now, Logan.
Yeah, there we go.
My computer sucks.
Maybe that's the first thing you'll buy with your newfound council bucks.
You can buy council bucks actually on councilcast.org. They're completely redeemable nowhere.
Oh,
maybe at
council bucks will be put. You'll have to mine for them.
Yeah, we'll have people mine for council bucks. How much?
What's a council buck worth?
How much is a council buck? I don't know. What's the conversion rate between leprechauns and unicorns?
I don't know that I'm really into creating a cryptocurrency for the council.
It worked on the show.
Or
Silicon
Bucks.
Valley. I think it could work for us. I'm gonna give a thumbs up for outer space not being quite as dark as we thought. I wonder if it's because when you're in outer space, literally the entire sky is the night sky.
I love the end of the article.
Also,
it says,
no one
hey,
can hear.
Just
you
to scream. Make it clear, it's really dark in outer space.
Well, unless somebody's next to you, they can hear you scream.
Nope, can't even then.
So the interesting thing here, and I'll wrap this one up, is that they said once they subtracted out all the light in the image,
I'll wrap this one up.
apparently the amount of light still present in the image is equal to all of the light from all known galaxies.
That's a lot of light.
Somebody left the light on.
Somebody forgot to turn the switch off.
Wow.
So the article says it's really dark, but then it says it's equivalent to all of the light in outer space.
Yeah. Which is not much, apparently, because the two combined is still dark.
Wow.
What do you think of that, Casey?
Oh, wow.
Our one listener.
Maybe
does he still challenged him.
So,
oh my gosh.
Another message I'm going to say, you got a shout out. You better listen.
Eric does ask if Elon Musk could figure this one out for us. So maybe
Elon
he could.
Musk isn't it.
Why do you think he's building the rockets, Eric?
Musk.
You guys will be interested to know this since it was a topic a while back. The footer on Google's homepage now says carbon neutral since 2007.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah, it does.
Good for you guys.
Because they bought a bunch of them Shroot Bucks.
Carbon neutral.
Shroot Bucks are made out of beets, and so they're organic and therefore healthy. And good for the environment.
Just like arsenic.
We just made a beet relish the other day.
Beet?
Are
we going into a cooking show now?
Okay.
Thumbs up for space.
What? Thumbs up for lights on in space.
That's awesome.
It's kind of like the hope that at the inside of every black hole is a little man looking for a circuit breaker.
Mm. Well, you know what's better than using light to scare off wild bears is apparently robot wolves.
Bears can smell them straight.
I'm surprised you put this in science. What category did you put this in? Because this should be at the end.
Technology.
Technology.
Oh, it's in technology.
Oh my gosh.
What?
Oh, it's hilarious.
Monster wolf.
Yeah.
To deter bears.
Scares bear once. Then the bear destroys it.
So in Japan, apparently the land of all robots, they apparently have a bear problem out in the countryside, and they
that's
have
what I was
that...
shocked about. There are bears in on the
there are bears
island.
All over the world.
Yeah.
No, there are
been
not
to Japan.
There are only bears in Canada.
That's right.
All the
weren't,
bears
weren't you
swam
in Japan?
To Japan.
Yeah, this wolf is hilarious.
Monster
isn't
wolf.
That where the land bridge was?
Have you guys listened to the sound?
No. Hold on.
Well, it's. You have to listen to it.
Wait, we're listening to the sound of a bear?
Of their fake, of the fake wolf.
Their monster wolf.
No.
Keep up, Matt.
No bear has made a worse sound.
Oh, there's some awesome drone footage happening here, too.
Than in the movie Annihilation.
Oh my god, this is really creepy.
What happened?
It makes me think of, like, they should have just had
a video
of
a bear went away. And it's just
moving around.
This sounds like a horrible...
Okay, and I hate to say this. This is totally not right. But
what happened?
The wolf that kept the wolf that was actually a real wolf and that it, before they made it extinct, before they hunted it to extinction, it would be like a natural predator to the bear. So I'm thinking, why not just get rid of the bears if they're bothering people? They got rid of the wolves.
You want to hunt another animal to extinction is your solution?
That's my solution.
Did this in Australia.
It's less embarrassing.
They brought
than this
toads,
stupid...
and it didn't fucking work, Brian.
Well, they didn't think about trying to just completely eradicate the species. They were just like, you know what? Let's bring in another species. Which is the opposite of his suggestion.
Okay, all right. My idea was a little extreme.
Oh, man, they drive over toads. They stomp them. They hit them with baseball bats. They do whatever they can to get rid of those toads. And they're like, I'm doing my civic duty. I've seen people say that before.
Have they tried robotic wolves?
Duty.
Maybe they should talk to this guy and make some more robot animals to go show up in Australia to scare off all of the little toads. Because apparently this guy has sold about 70. I don't understand this one. He sold 70 units of the robot.
What's Wait, there's more than one of these?
What's a robot unit?
I think you're looking at it. It can be attached to the robots at any time.
But yes, he has apparently sold 70 of them.
So what you're telling me is that there are potentially 70 people out there that wanted at least one of these?
It, yes.
There might be 69 people.
There are potentially.
It looks
like... I shall have them mate.
It looks like something you put in your lawn for Halloween is what it looks like. It does not look like it's going to scare a bear away.
I don't know. That whole field behind the wolf is like completely plowed, which I'm guessing was the bear. But the way he's facing is protecting the completely green field. So they probably do need to facing opposite directions to continue to scare bears from both ways.
But it does say that the bear both did not come back. So...
It's a good point.
No bear encounter.
The video of that bear looks like he's just walking along. He's just like, boop, 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 and then he's like, wait, what the hell is that thing? I'm not sticking around
here. I think he got scared because of the way
minding his own goddamn business.
just trying to. And this guy over here, he's just trying to blow his nose. But what's going on with little Susie Q? I mean, she's 9 years old. Reason quantum physics in the middle of the night? I don't think so.
Are you kind of blacking me right now?
I say
he is.
He doesn't shoot through the whole fucking training.
He just thumbs up for a robotic wolf that sounds like Godzilla. I think that is perfect. That's what it sounds like. It doesn't sound like a wolf. It sounds like Godzilla.
I give it a thumbs up for a Godzilla wolf. If they made it the size of Godzilla, I'd give it 2 thumbs up.
Why didn't they do that?
They didn't want to scare away all of the bears. Just they wanted to scare away a couple of them.
They didn't want to scare away Godzilla bears, just regular bears.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I give this a thumbs down because I did not see these in my local Halloween store this year. So I fully expect these to be out next year.
You fully. Went shopping at a local Halloween store this year?
Well, yeah, why not?
Oh, yeah.
Don't you?
I'm sad. Yeah. I'm sad I didn't.
Well, what you may be sad that you didn't buy yet is the new Apple MacBook Air with the new M1 chip in it.
I'm very interested in. Amazing. I'm interested to see some real world tests out of this. Because...
The article says it does.
Well, the article said that it does.
Maybe I should buy this.
Trillion calculations every half second or something like that. I don't know. It was great.
How big are the how big are the calculations?
How big?
Hey,
are the chips?
1 plus 1, 1 billion times. You got it right every time.
The Chrome compile that was for natively for the new M1. Does much better than the Rosetta version, and then compared to the like the Windows or old Apple versions. I'm actually really impressed with what they've done in the low power that they've got.
Oh, Final Cut's supposed to work 6 times faster on the M1 than the previous X86.
Good news for Silas.
Makes me so sad. Makes me really sad. All right, looks like I'm buying Final Cut. Actually, I have Final Cut on my computer right now, I think. Final Cut, I do. Is the trial over?
Moreover.
I think it's a 90-day trial. Let's see if it opens. It might open and tell me that I passed my 90 days.
Yes.
I still have 47 days left. Dope. All right. They'll let me know if I should get one of these new super fast MacBook Airs or whatever.
Maybe I should buy one so that I can actually have real audio during the entire stream of CouncilCast.
Ooh, I'll get one, and then you've got your old one, Silas, and we'll race each other.
Okay. It probably can't run Discord yet.
It can run it.
And you'll do a CouncilCast, and I'll do a CouncilCast, and we'll see which one ends faster.
Okay. Great.
You think I can play Fortnite on this? Fortnite.
No, you can't.
Because it's an Apple product.
You can only play Fortnite with other Apple people. So,
well, you can only play Fortnite with other Apple people if you haven't deleted Fortnite off of your computer.
Yeah.
If you or you try to install it new, they're still having a family feud. So,
are they going to solve that anytime soon?
Probably. Nope. I'm assuming you're not getting like any up.
Yeah, you get nothing.
Yeah, there's no updates. You get stuck with the latest version of whatever it was.
I did the other day get another Victory Buck or whatever they have, their Fortnite dollars. What were those called?
V-Bucks.
Yeah. I got another V-Buck the other day. So I'm over 1,000.
I don't like what those are called.
How do those
convert? What they're called?
How many
of the models to Stanley Nichols?
1/1,000,000th of a Bitcoin. How for many console bucks 1 is that? Million V-Bucks.
You can't use them anymore. You can't because you have to only use them on Apple.
However, I'm looking at getting a PS5 possibly in the next 2 years. And at that point, when I am back actually playing, my account will have the additional V-Bucks and then I'll be able to use them over there. So I'm just like playing a bunch of noobs, earning V-Bucks, and then I'm going to go spend them in a PS5 land. It's going to be great.
Or you don't like them being called V-Bucks. You just don't like that.
You can mine for them if you want to.
In the game?
No. Anywhere. Just get on your computer now and start mining for V-Bucks. You'll figure it out.
Wait, you can mine V-Bucks like they're cryptocurrency, or are you just bullshitting?
What do you
Google
think?
Google it, dude.
It's hard to don't know, Brian.
Mining V-Bucks.
Do Fortnite your research, oh, Matt.
I wouldn't have pegged you as a Fortnite player in the first place.
Don't mind me, just mining for V-Bucks. Oh, dope.
Wait, so you haven't been able to play Fortnite with Silas?
No, I deleted it off my phone.
It's probably for the better.
Actually, what happened was what do you call it when you take your iPhone and you store
yeeted
the apps?
You yeeted it.
What is that called?
What are you?
You offload them. I offloaded the app and then I tried to unload the app and I thought, oh, since I offloaded and unloaded, whatever. And they were like, no, it's not in the store anymore. You can't unload it.
That sucks.
Yep. So if you offload something and it doesn't exist anymore, you can't bring it back. Didn't know that.
Nutsack.
Yeah.
Now you know
the rest of the story.
So yeah, I guess
I say thumbs up for Apple.
If you're looking for a new MacBook, you know, maybe this is a good option for you to take a look at. There's
always
offering good performance, very interesting power levels. So we'll see what happens there. Keep an eye.
Thumbs down for Apple.
Thumbs up for Apple.
Thumbs
down for Apple. Two thumbs down. Who thumbs down for Apple?
Can I take a quick side detour on this for a second? Because here's my favorite thing. For the last however many years, every time I talk to Logan, he's like, "Oh, are you still using a Mac?" I'm like, "Yeah, sure am." And then I'm like, "How's your PC doing?" He's like, "Great. I just defragmented it again today. I just had to reinstall the operating system and it's running great. All I did was just replace the RAM for the 15th time and now it's working great again. I'm glad I don't have a Mac because I wouldn't be able to do that." I'm like, I have not updated a damn thing on this Mac for the last 2 years and it's running perfectly. Like,
except when it crashes when you're like,
"Oh, that was a bad Mac. I got a bad Apple. That was one bad Apple, and I got it returned, and then it worked. Like this one, no problems, nothing."
Do you think?
Yeah, Apple, but all it takes.
How
is
many
one.
Times do you think all their service people one. Have heard the joke? "I think I just got a bad Apple."
I think that's probably a term they use internally.
They probably do.
Somebody says, "Ah, we got another bad Apple," and the guy's like, "God damn it!"
They have like a counter up on the wall. How many days have we gone without people
without
saying
a bad apple?
A bad apple. And it's always just restarted every single day. Stop making that pun. We can make it to a month.
Nice.
Everyone gets an extra vacation
joke.
Day.
Thumbs up if they do have a bad apple counter. Well, you know what you're not going to be able to run on that new Mac is run a DOS off of this vinyl. You may need something bigger than your 5.25-inch floppy drive.
Ayo. Yeah, you will.
That's what she said.
There's I don't DOS even pretend to understand vinyl. What that guy was doing, but it was pretty cool.
So yeah,
DOS boot disk.
This guy apparently has turned turned DOS into a vinyl, 10-inch vinyl.
Why?
You know, because you're like, because you're just kind of like one night drinking a
brewski,
a gin and absinthe, and you're like,
a brewski.
What if I did this with this record?
Oh my god!
And made it run DOS super easy, barely an inconvenience. Oh, it's literally connected to his record player.
So it is. So it's an IBM PC that is directly connected to a record player through an amplifier. And it,
what's great is he programmed in a startup noise at the beginning of the record so that it would feel authentic.
I can't handle this guy.
Let's go backwards in technology.
The turntable spins an analog recording of a small bootable read-only.
I don't know why you were asking us about 5 1/4 help. You need to get a hold of this guy.
I need to get a hold of this. He would turn the 5 1/4 into a playable discs, not laser discs, record discs. Are they called discs?
Dicks.
Oh, I hope that he could, like, what would be great is if he could Morse code in DOS over a fax machine.
So it says that the bootloader reads the disc image from the audio recording through the cassette modem and loads it into memory and boots the system on it.
This is
That's amazing. That is amazing.
So it has to play the whole record?
I mean, technically, you could do all kinds of stupid shit like this. Like, if you really wanted to, you could make some fucking bullshit, like, microphone that you, like, played a speaker across the room, and that's how you booted it. Just listen to a bunch of tones coming out of a speaker from across the room. But Jesus Christ, it's dumb.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it's... It's not any crazier than, like, those dudes pointing lasers at light bulbs inside conference rooms and telling you what people are saying on the inside.
Or staring at a red light forever.
Yeah, how's that going?
Sounds exactly like, the record sounds like dial-up. Like
on that project.
The record sounds like he just recorded dial-up.
It does. It just sounds, yeah.
Yep.
I really want to know where Brian's red light district experiment was headed.
Red light district experiment?
Yeah, maybe that wasn't the right term.
Brian goes down the red light district.
I just wanted to say that. There you are.
I feel like Eric says that's the most hipster thing he's ever heard. Well,
somebody else
say something about sriracha on their burrito.
Thing ever is that I boot my DOS from a fucking vinyl record.
I think the article even says why.
Actually,
why would you do that,
Silas? I think that you could probably, if you could figure out a way to convert your 5 1/4 inch floppy to a vinyl disc, this guy might be able to help you out.
Well, dude, I will. I'll look into it. I will look into it. I'll see what we can come up with. Thumbs up for ingenuity. Thumbs up for being hipster. Thumbs up.
I give it a thumbs up.
I thumbs down this thing.
Why
it's
not?
Pretty clever.
Thumbs up for something that we can all get behind in 2020.
There you go.
Well, one thing that can't do is run Doom, but you know something else in this week can it run Doom is the new Game & Watch by Nintendo.
What?
New or old Game & Watch?
New or old Watch. Doom.
Speaking of Doom.
No, they did release a new Game & Watch portable handset. And there you go.
When did that happen?
So you use the screen from your watch and you pop it into the gaming design and you can play?
Yep.
Absolutely. Yep.
Yep.
It's exactly
super
how that
easy.
Works.
Yeah, so the
this
Game &
like
Watch...
A new Game & Watch.
Is just for it's just like a little handheld controller, and somebody apparently has figured out how to get Doom to run on it, because you know that's what we're doing now in 2020.
How do you spell that?
Game G A M E
and
A-N-D.
Watch.
Oh, I thought it was like cookies and cream.
All right, And
I kept hearing you say Gammon Watch.
Gammon is a cut of pork that's extra salty.
And, Gammon Watch.
And Michael Gambon is an actor.
Gammon Watch is kind of sticky, and it's not enjoyable to wear. It doesn't tell time.
That
it's
sounds terrible.
It's literally pointless unless you're hungry.
Don't say that.
And we broke Logan.
Logan, we broke Logan again. Died.
Hey, Logan, what time is it in New York?
What's he laughing at so heavily? I'd miss that.
He's laughing at this. How to make a Gammon Watch out of Gammon steak. How to cook Gammon steak. Great British chefs. Gammon Watch.
I don't understand.
Just say Gammon Watch again and see if he laughs.
Hey, Logan, can I sell you a Gammon Watch?
No. I don't get it.
That's our episode, everyone. Thanks for watching.
All right. Well, you know, with that, I'm going to give this guy a thumbs down because he had to replace the original textures, and it's not a Gammon Watch. It is not running off of beef.
I'm going to give it a thumbs down because
it's pointless.
Because he wasn't able to make it run off of a record. Mm-hmm. And I only listen to records. I don't listen to CDs or anything.
You know, records, that's the original sound. That's how it was meant to be played off of a record.
What about a phonograph?
No.
That's a really fancy record.
Off of a phonograph. Come on.
Big fat record.
All right. Well, we'll move on to our Elon Musk pitches for the week.
Let's do it.
Who's got a pitch for Mr. Musk tonight?
I would like
a Gammon watch.
Elon to make a watch that won't expire, made from Gammon steaks.
I don't even understand what's happening right now.
As long as he's having a good time, I guess.
Thumbs up for whatever you just said, because
I'm not even going to write that one down. I'm just going to make that one up for you. So let's see. Logan wants a watch
dingle hopper
of Gammon that he can eat.
In case at snack time.
When the alarm goes off, I want to be able to eat my watch.
Perfectly ready to consume at snack time.
That only makes sense. All right.
Only makes sense.
That's a hard thumbs down for me.
I would like Elon. We all have to wear masks. I would like him to make a mask that absorbs light, and you know that's what's the thing that absorbs light and turns it into energy.
A solar
the red
panel?
Light that you were staring at.
What?
A solar panel.
Yes.
Yeats?
Yes. That's it. That's the sciencey thing I was trying to think of. Solar panel like mask, and then I want you to be able to plug your phone into it and charge it.
Well, if you're going to go that route, you might as well also have it connect to your head as a headset. So your mask is a solar panel that has a headset attached to it that you can connect your phone to.
So it need to be a solar panel.
Idea.
So you can be hands-free.
Put a fan in it. So when you breathe in and out, it spins the fan and powers the goddamn device.
Look at us working as a team.
What if you do both? What if it did both? So that like if you're tired of hyperventilating to get Dune to run on your Mario watch, then you can rely on the solar panels, you know, just in case.
Mario,
we have to wear the dumb things. I just figured they could do something more than just cover our face. They could like power something. So
it might also have a fan.
Sure,
that's powered.
Fans, microphones, whatever you need to add to it.
That way you can have wind power, solar power, and hydro power. If you have an attachment that is essentially like a
Hydropower? A cat.
You could have
a little too crazy now.
Monty here.
I was just going for power in your phone, but whatever.
Whatever you want to do. Hey, it's your pitch.
Don't make
Elon.
It too complicated. We're talking about Elon here. I don't know if he's going to be able to figure it out.
I would like Elon Musk to write and publish a new How To for Dummies book, and it's about gammon steaks, whatever that is, so that I can learn why this is so damn funny for Logan.
A book about gammon steaks and why it breaks Logan. Gotcha.
If there's anyone that can relay this to me, I think it's Mr.
Thumbs up for that.
Oh man. Yeah,
I would like I like that idea. I think he could create a whole series of why Logan is the way he is.
For a while I thought we were talking about Ganon steaks, which is
graphic novel.
Very much a Dragon Ball Z thing, I think.
Zelda. Ganon?
That's Zelda. That's right.
Yeah.
I'm not a Zelda person. I don't do Nintendo. None of that.
Blast from me.
Ganon University is a place you can go to school in Pennsylvania.
Ganon steak?
Isn't there a Ganon that played football?
Bannon steak?
Bannon steaks. Bruce Bannon.
Banner.
No. Bruce Banner.
Steve Bannon.
Steve Bannon. Ooh, he's bad. That's not good.
He's bad. He's not.
Can I get Ganon University on a watch?
No.
Yeah. Hmm.
50.
Is anyone going to vote on my? Is anyone going to vote on my mask solar panel idea?
I already gave that a thumbs up because
I didn't think we needed to vote on that one.
Yeah,
that was so good.
Yeah, I thought that was just a shoe-in.
Just trying to be pathetic.
But the snack watch isn't a shoe-in?
I'm going to be honest. I already don't remember what a snack watch is.
Snack. Never mind.
Does that come in the McDonald's Happy Meal?
Sounds gross.
No.
It's kind of like a snack and
terrible.
Watch.
That didn't sound good.
Ammon steak snack watch should be sold in the McDonald's Happy Meal.
When you're having a snack attack, I don't really know where I'm going with that advert.
I think
brought to you by Springtime Cleaners. Or what was that organization?
Look, brought to you by Springtime for Hitler.
Oh my!
Oh boy!
It's gonna flop. It's gonna be the worst.
Is that Mel Brooks?
Yeah. Yep.
In the movie version, they had Will Ferrell be the guy who played the Hitler character in the play.
I think that Mr. Musk should make Everybody has probably dealt with their fair share of video chats with people who don't know how to run computer equipment.
buddy.
And
here
so
we go, here we go.
I think that Mr. Musk should come up with like a device. I don't care what it is, but it is a device that that people can talk into, and it does not produce any echo when other people talk.
Man, I really thought you were going to go with Zoom, but with just really big UI, like those novelty old people phones. Or like the copy of David Sedaris' new book that Katie just bought and is reading, where she ordered the big text version on accident.
That's amazing.
You open it up and it's The letters aren't so large that it's like, oh dear God, but they are comically large.
That's amazing.
That's funny.
No, I just want a device that the problem is you get people who are like listening, they turn the speakers all the way up and they're like, I can't hear you. And then you're talking and you're like, oh my God, I have so much echo coming from you. And they're like, I'm turning it up, but I can't hear you.
Yeah, I give that a thumbs up. That I spend half my day on Zoom calls, and so yeah, I'd What I would like to pitch to Mr. Musk is a find my anything system. And so you can log and categorize anything that you want. Because right now, because I have Apple devices, they work together so nicely. My Apple Watch, I can, when I can't find my phone, I can swipe up on my Apple Watch, click a find my phone, and it goes ping, 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 ping. And I can find it across the house or wherever. It's excellent.
What?
I want that for everything.
Wait.
Yeah.
I got lost there. You want a watch for everything, or you want your watch to find everything?
I want a device that can allow me to, like, say, oh, I wonder where this water bottle is in the house or on the planet. The reason made me think about it,
service.
Neighbor lost their dog today for a little bit. It was walking out front of our house, and Kayla calls me. She's working upstairs. She calls me, and she goes, can you help me get this lost dog back to its owner? I was like, why aren't you doing it? She's like, I'm working. I was like, oh, sure. I'll go get this lost dog and take it to the unknown owner. But if that owner had a find my anything, they could be like, wait, where's my dog? Bing, 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 bing. Oh, it's all the way across town.
So you want the,
that's
you,
awesome.
You want something similar to the fob system that we have in Star Wars that the bounty hunters use.
Are you talking about the Mandalorian? I haven't watched that.
You literally use those fobs to track people across the galaxy.
But the Mandalorians just have a bunch of glorified NFC fucking reader shit.
They have a glorified tile.
Oh,
is that SETI? Yep. Is that SETI dish? Is that the same dish that was used in Star Wars on the Death Star to
information?
Bring the Arcadia together one?
And that's where they got it.
Is that where they got
it, Brian? Yeah, they took that.
That's no bigger than a Womp Rat, isn't it?
Put it in space, and then when they were done videotaping, they put it back.
Wait a minute.
Star Wars the cable broke.
Space?
Yeah, how do you think they got the outer space shots?
Dark out there. It's not on the flight to shoot a film.
Actually, yeah, lighting space has got to be a bitch.
Well, not when you use the sun. It's the most readily available light source.
Need more
as
mirrors.
Long as they're shooting somewhere between here and Mars, they got to have plenty of light.
We're going to need to diffuse this light between here and the subject.
That's what... that's
they're dead. It's fine.
That's what what do you think the Starlink system is for? They've got enough of them up there that they can hold a net. It's
fucking, it's a goddamn pivot, goddamn production. Like, you got Silas trying to light space properly. You got Logan telling me he's gonna mic space properly, and
exactly what do I?
And Brian's holding the boom. He's out there just
Brian
like
just says,
floating through space.
I'm barely qualified to hold the boom.
He's like, hold on, guys, hold on. That didn't come through good.
He's just been in his face.
So, hold on. Can you only action between like here and here and then like cut, and when I come back around you can action again?
Matt, you can run the boom if you want to.
No, he's the grip.
He's a grip. Okay.
All right. I think with that I'm gonna go ahead and call this council meeting adjourned. We thank everyone for listening. We do record this podcast live Tuesday nights on YouTube. And if you liked what you saw and want to check out all of our past episodes, you can go to councilcast.org. Or you might have a better chance of checking us out on iTunes or your favorite podcatcher. If you have a topic you would like our decision on, you can email us at councilcast@gmail.com or connect with us on Twitter @RealCouncilCast.
We plan to be on Disney Plus soon.
Coming next week. Thanks for listening, and goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Disney.